Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to KER Politics. Jim, you want to talk a little bit about, give us an overview as to what you'd like to talk about on the show today?
Yeah, Al, I think today there's some really important topics. I think the most important domestic problem that we've got to talk about is what happened this week with the raid on the Mar-a-Lago former President Trump's personal residence in Florida, what the DOJ and the FBI did. I think that's critical about the future of this nation, discussing, you know, what law enforcement's doing. Also, the CDC just dropped guidelines or just dropped all the requirements for COVID testing, for face mask wearing, for children out of school, for 6-foot distancing. And I think that's an important moment in reality that's facing CDC. We need to talk a little bit about that. Talk about some of the corruption and inconsistencies in Washington between Hunter Biden, Clinton, and what they're doing, what the Department of Justice is doing. And of course, some of the actual individuals that are involved in making some of these decisions. It's a big problem right now that people need to understand a little bit more. And I think we also need to finish up the show today talking about the potential problem in China. I mean, This is an amazing issue right now that is really coming to a head. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize how dangerous it is. We should talk about that a little bit.
I'm going to start off with an opinion from Big Al here. When you talk about the way that the government went into Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, I don't think that there was anything nefarious in the sense in the eyes of the government. I don't think that they think that Trump was trying to steal anything, for lack of better terms. My impression is that they were simply looking for nuclear documents that could harm the United States. And I think that that happens to be something that most Americans probably would agree with me on. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think Washington Post leaked a story that said that it may be related to nuclear material. I think that's fabricated. I'll be honest with you, Al. I think it's doing exactly what it did to you right now.
Okay.
It's diverting people's attention and saying, oh, there must have been a good reason for it. And especially for the left that really are looking for things to justify what happened.
Sure.
But the reality is, and this is a fact, the Trump administration had been working with the National Archives to return documents, ones that would be, you know, relevant and important, ones that would be, that the National Archives were demanding over the last, apparently for quite a long time, since January this last year. So, and they've been working together cooperatively. This is something unprecedented. And now you're looking at leftist journalists trying to shape the narrative to justify the Department of Justice and the FBI going into someone's home that was actually working with them and making a big deal about it. And I think there's no question this was politically motivated, because there were many other ways to go about it if there was concern about specific documents. And the likelihood that the Trump administration had taken classified material that was so sensitive that they would need to raid it, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it makes no sense at all. I agree with you 100%. The method that the government used, in my opinion, was really, really ineffective, and they hoped that everybody would take it the same way that I did. I took it as being a little bit different, a little differently than you did, and I think that probably that did not hurt Donald Trump's chances whatsoever of whatever plans he has for the election in 2024. I'm still going to vote for the guy, Jim.
Well, I think. So this is the problem. Department of Justice and the FBI have selectively targeted individuals that are against this administration, that are questioning the outcome of the election because of the irregularities that everybody witnessed, the closing down of polling booths or counting at midnight, going for a few hours, and these massive jumps in in votes because of the counting that shouldn't have been happening without observers, you know, mm-hmm. kicking observers out. Mm-hmm. The mail-in ballots, the COVID lockdown requirements that forced people to print, or many of these states to print massive numbers of ballots that were unquestionable, unquestioned, and just massively, people had good justification for that. Well, the FBI and the DOJ, with the January, in conjunction with congressional leftist progressive leaders, are, including a few Republicans, Liz Cheney and of course Adam Kinzinger, the only two on the committee, which absolutely have both hated Trump. They are using these justifications to attack people. And there is no question in my mind that somehow what the FBI was doing was, and the Department of Justice, and Merrick Garland came out on Thursday and admitted that he signed the approval to go after this warrant in order to go into the House, mm-hmm. that they were looking for documents that they were concerned about that would show that the Trump administration had declassified or wanted to declassify, that showed the corruption by the DOJ in the FBI through the Mueller investigation and through the different impeachment scenarios. And I think that some of that information, including potential information on Ukraine, I think the FBI and the DOJ are trying to gather that up in order to protect themselves. And they're using the shield of, oh, the nuclear weapons and nuclear documents as some other justification to hoodwink people into believing that they were justified.
Yeah. So you're basically saying that you think that they didn't give Trump any credit, basically, for concealing those documents, that the documents were, because of Trump, in a dangerous place that somebody else could have stolen them. Is that correct?
Well, they came in and they actually, the DOJ and the FBI actually reviewed the storage areas and asked them to put another lock on in June. And when they did that, basically they were approving the containers and how it was being stored.
Right. Now, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So they knew that everything, what was going on. They certainly had enough information on it. But I think they're very concerned about the fact that Trump was able to identify specific documents. Many members of Congress, Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, others that went through, and some on the House Intelligence Committee, that identified documents that showed some irregularities. And I think they were really, unfortunately, here trying to cover up their own tracks. And they're trying to, at the same time, hit him politically. And you're right, Al. It's going to backfire on them.
That's my point. I don't think it harmed. I don't think the whole thing really harmed Trump at all. And I think the response on the part of Merrick Garland was about all that he could say. There was really nothing else that he could say, in my opinion. I want to talk a little bit about the situation with COVID and how COVID has you and I were talking off mic. And you feel that the spirit of America has been broken by the various COVID regulations, the jabs, you know, the boosters, et cetera, the distancing. I don't agree with that.
Well, I think, you know, in the next segment on the show, I think we ought to talk in detail about it. I think we got about a minute, you know, a little less than a minute left in this segment. And I do think that all these issues, the CDC and their rules on COVID that they just announced, they've withdrawn basically all the requirements for distancing and all that. I think many of these factors mm-hmm. have really hurt the spirit of America. Now, I think people are going to be able to stand up because ultimately more people believe in our Constitution yep. than don't. And so I do believe that we are going to be able to rise from it. But I think there was a big effort to undermine U.S. confidence and split this nation into pieces.
I would have to say that. I think you could be right, but I think that effort failed. There's no question about that. Hey, you guys, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. I'm going to be right back with the smartest guy in the world, Jim McKinney, the most informed guy in the world. Stick around.